All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. And as I've said before, the best two parts of any trip are anticipation and recollection. And on a cold winter day, let's have a little reflection or a recollection.
Well, that's right. So many people are planning their 2018 adventures, and it gives us an opportunity to look back a couple of years on someone's adventure. And the email started off with the subject matter, not a golf trip. Not a golf trip. And something cool but not too dangerous. Those words were written by Tim Brennan in an email out. And one of the receivers along the way was a man named Brendan Pierce. Now, Brendan Pierce is going to join us right now on the Carolina Outdoors. But he is one of the featured storytellers over at Jesse Brown's this upcoming Thursday, February 1st at Jesse Brown's from 6 to 8 o'clock. We'll have three 20-minute stories, one of which is Rockfall on Rainier with Brendan Pierce. Brendan, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Tell us about this initial email, not a golf trip, back in 2015.
Right. Thank you. Well, first, thanks for having me, and excited to tell the story. So, yeah, we, a lot of guys will get together and go do something like a golf trip, but we wanted to do something that was going to push us a little bit more, require us to train. And so we took on the challenge of climbing Mount Rainier. None of us, seven of us total, none of us were rock climbers or mountain climbers, but we did enough research to know that we could do this as beginners, but we just had to be in incredible shape to be able to do it. And so that's what we set ourselves out to do over the 6 months prior to going to Mount Rainier, is to work out together as a collective group to get ourselves in the best shape we could to make that trip.
Now, you boys are exercised together. So y'all were working out before. You were friends, members of F3, Faith Fellowship, and what is the other F?
It's a Fitness Fellowship and Faith. And, yes, and all of us were members of F3, and so worked out together, but not with this goal in mind.
In Mount Rainier's 14,000-plus feet above sea level, I guess it's the fifth highest peak in the contiguous United States. So it's going to have a challenge. You don't have to be a veteran mountaineer to do it, but it does take some technical skill. And I guess Alpine Ascents, the group that helped lead the way up there, kind of tutored you and mentored you in the technical aspects of ice climbing?
They did. And the challenge with Rainier is it's the fifth largest mountain in contiguous in the United States, but it's the largest glacier. So once you get above 10,000 feet, it's all crampons and ice axes and all these things that we don't use in the southeast. And it's also, unlike the 14,000-foot mountains in Colorado, where you're typically starting those climbs at 10 to 11,000 feet, with Rainier you're starting at 5,000 feet. So you've got a 9,000-foot elevation ascent to make and to get back down, which is in a pretty rapid time in 3 days. So we learned the specifics about the crampons and the ice axes when we were on the mountain with Alpine Ascents, and they did a great job.
I love the way Don opened it up. Trips include anticipation and then recollection. This is the recollection part 2 years later. Tell us about the anticipation. Are you seven guys challenging each other? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you scared before the trip?
Well, I think we were excited, and one of the best parts about the entire experience was actually our training, because we were getting up and 5 in the morning and meeting and climbing parking decks together. And one of our last climbs, we went up and down the View apartment building, which is a 50-story building, 2 or 3 times with 50-pound weighted packs. And so to see us get stronger collectively throughout the period of 6 months was a lot of fun. As far as being nervous, I don't think any of us were. We all did a lot of research. It wasn't until I was flying out to Seattle and I was talking to a guy next to me about restaurants where we should eat, and he pointed out the window and he said, "That's what you're going to be climbing." And we looked out, and it just towers over the clouds. And you just can't really appreciate how big it is until you see it with your own eyes. And that was like, I'm not sure I'm prepared for this, but the die was cast at that point. So,
well, that's the missing link in anticipation and recollection, and that's called harsh reality in the middle. So there it was, huh?
Nothing we could do about it at that point. The deposit had been made.
The deposit had been made. The plane's about to land. You're looking at this volcanic 14,000+ foot mountain outside of Seattle, and that's what we're going to undertake.
There you go.
That's right.
So you get out there, and everything's situated. You have dinner. You have the meetings with Alpine Ascents. The seven of you are all together having fun, and then the climb begins. Now, you guys, for the most part, had a successful climb, right, to the top anyway, the ascent.
We did. One of the biggest concerns about climbing Mount Rainier is the weather. It can change on a dime, and a lot of the times why people can't make it to the top is because they get in whiteout conditions. But we were very fortunate that there was a high-pressure system sat over Seattle for about a week, and it was clear as a bell, unseasonably warm. And so it made our trek up just gorgeous. I mean, when the sun came up over the mountains at 5 a.m., it was one of the most awe-inspiring things I've ever seen. The irony of it all, though, is the issues that I ran into were because it was so warm, and that caused some problems on the way down.
Well, the irony in all mountain climbing is once you've hit the peak, you're exactly halfway done.
Well, one of the best lines from an old-time mountaineering guy, he said, getting to the top is optional, getting to the bottom is mandatory.
There you go.
So,
well, our guest on the Carolina Outdoors with Don Yeager over there, Bill Barty over here, is Brendan Pierce, and he is one of the storytellers. Come hear a neighbor's adventure, a night of storytelling at Jesse Brown's. Everyone is invited. It's Thursday, February 1st. Rockfall on Rainier is Brendan Pierce's story, and he'll be sharing it that Thursday, February 1st night, as he is sharing it with us here on the Carolina Outdoors. And Brendan, just by the story's title alone, Rockfall on Rainier, is that like a landslide? Is that just rocks tumbling down? And you had this happen to you on the descent of Mount Rainier, correct?
I did, yes. So there was actually three of us tied together, me, my good buddy Terry Brennan, and our guide Lhakpa Rita Sherpa. And a little sidebar about Lhakpa is he's one of the most decorated climbers in Nepalese history. He's the first Sherpa ever to climb the seven summits, which are the highest mountains in every continent. And it was just by weird fate that he was on our trip in the first place, because he was actually on Everest when the earthquake and snow and landslide happened, and five of his guys were killed, and he had a really tough time dealing with all that. And he's one of the senior leaders in his community, and finally came back to Seattle, and his first climb after that tragedy was with us, and he was a main character in helping me and helping save me.
Well, there are a bunch of underlying stories because some of your climbing partners had also been in the Miracle on the Hudson as well, and then your climbing leader too with that storyline as well. But Brendan, when you were on the descent and rock falls occur, how big are the rocks in a rock fall?
Well, they had taught us if a rock were to come at you, to put your back towards it. And I think when they were talking about rocks, they were thinking of the size of maybe a bowling ball or smaller. But as we were walking down a path, and as I said before, that because it was so warm, the way Rainier works, it's a volcano, and so it's very unstable rock, and so water gets into the cracks, and it locks up the mountain and seizes it up. Well, because it was so warm, the freeze line went from 10,000 feet to 14,000, so this ice started to melt, and that happened while I was underneath one of the rocks. And so a rock about the size of a school bus broke off right at probably 300 feet above me, and it came towards us. And so it was wanted to run back towards my buddies, but I knew that if I did that it would certainly crush me. So I was able to run forward, and fortunately put enough separation between myself and Terry that the rock, when it hit, it created a an avalanche. So the avalanche and the rock came through and missed both of us, and we were very thankful. But it, the rock, as it came through, grabbed our rope and launched us off the path and down the mountain. Our guide, Lakpa, saw this happening and was able to wedge himself in and act as an anchor. So Terry was tied to him and dropped about 30 feet and was able to hang on and be saved. Unfortunately, when the rock came through and hit our rope, it severed our rope. So I was no longer attached to anyone. And so I flew down the mountain and went off the lip and then free fell about 50 feet into a crevasse.
Well, so essentially what has happened is we've had a lot of positive anticipation. We've had a successful climb, and now all of a sudden there's a rescue that needs to happen. And you, unfortunately, are one of the ones that needs to be rescued. And these are some of the things that we're going to cover during Storyteller Night on February 1st over at Jesse Brown's. Brendan, did this and what happens afterwards make you want to go climb another mountain?
Well, I do want a challenge of that. And actually, I've got a trip planned with some of the same guys to climb in the mountains of New Hampshire this summer. Because I miss the training, I miss being with those guys, I miss the big goals and setting that. As far as climbing on a glacier again, I'm 100% certain my wife would not allow
me to do that, so. Understood.
Even if I wanted to, it's not even a point of discussion.
Thank
so.
God for that.
What about the strength of the bonds of the other six and you? Is it stronger now, 2 years later?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a remarkable thing to go through. I wouldn't wish it on anybody, but we've come out on the other side with an incredible experience that has allowed us to bond as friends better. And
we hope some of those guys will come out too February 1st so that we can all meet them at Jesse Brown Storyteller Night February 1st at 6 o'clock. Brendan Pierce, Rockfall on Rainier, thank you so much for joining us on the Carolina Outdoors.